right. It's another day. It's another episode of your daily scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That's professional scrum trainer Todd Miller. Today, we're continuing our series of the collaborations between the various scrum accountabilities. Today, we're going to focus on the scrum master and developers. But first, we want to make sure you check out our book, Fixing Your Scrum, Practical Solutions to Common Scrum Problems, where a lot of these communication and collaboration and relationship issues are discussed, distilled, and hopefully solved by some interactive activities and exercises for you to try. Check out the description. The book's there, along with classes with Todd and I and a whole bunch of other resources that can help you do Scrum a little bit better each and every day. All right, Todd, today we've got...
Yes, Ryan.
How does a Scrum Master collaborate with developers, and I think vice versa?
I just tried to ill-time a hi, Ryan, to see if I could trip you up.
Hi, Todd.
Yeah, so, you know, again, continuing the series, we do an exercise with a liberating structure called Shift and Share that we have students explore this and explore the roles of collaboration. We're showing a board here of what some of our students have come up with. And I really like this topic of collaboration and different angles that we're viewing it from, Ryan. And so when we talk about the way a Scrum Master collaborates with developers, I mean, it's starting to, you know, think about how a Scrum Master collaborates with product owners. This is different. Right. This is a different kind of collaboration. You know, as our students came up here, right, how do these roles collaborate, of course, in certain Scrum events, right? But then I start seeing things about focusing on an empirical approach, right? How can I, as a Scrum Master, help developers find their own empirical approach, right? With the tooling that they're using, with the tech that they're building. And I like to see bring focus. Maybe there's different ways that I can help as a Scrum Master bring focus. Maybe I can put on a coaching hat, a training hat. Maybe I could just leave the developers alone because they don't need me right now, right? All these different ways that I think that are really beneficial in ways that we interact with developers. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I really like this idea of bringing empiricism forward, better and more focused increments. I think those are two great things. But I really, if you focus on the right here, what happens if they don't collaborate? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There could be delivery issues. The sprint goal is delivery is ineffective. An unmotivated team. How horrible would it be if a Scrum Master is absent and the developers are not feeling like impediments are being removed and they don't understand certain aspects of their product, and the Scrum Master is not there to help? Perhaps apathy just sets in, and it's hard to deliver when apathy is there. You know, no clear picture on roadblocks. Team may lack training. All sorts of bad things. These anti patterns start flowing into a toxic environment, and no delivery, and upset customers, and suddenly things spiral out of control. And so I think this idea of a Scrum Master and developers and how they collaborate, super important. Right. From a Scrum Master perspective, the stance is servant leadership. Mm-hmm. Right. They help the developers understand how empiricism works for them. They help the developers with any technical challenges they face as far as getting training and helping make, facilitating different decision making. And just really, I think a lot of it is, Todd, is empowering, and the developers are actually teaching them that they're already empowered and helping mm-hmm. them find ways to own how they do their work. Like teaching the skill of self-management and self-organization is so huge here as well.
I think so. You know, I'm going to put something up here. I'm going to put not by managing.
Yeah.
Are you cool with that? And then and I'm going to add another one that's just coming to my mind. Bring the Scrum values in, right?
Yep.
Values into focus, maybe a little bit. To use a Scrum value to focus on them. So just adding, because, you know, I don't know why my mind is going to how are we getting to this? Because this is something, I mean, we wrote a book about this, right? We wrote a book about how is this happening? How is it happening that the Scrum Masters and developers aren't collaborating with one another? How's that happening, yeah. Ryan?
Yeah, I think there's just a massive disconnect here where I've been a Scrum Master where I did not have like domain and the tech knowledge. And so perhaps I didn't find a way to become a trusted voice. And instead I lost a lot of influence. And so I think Scrum Masters have to work hard to show that they're there to make the lives of the developers better, to help where the developers decide that they need help, right? Not inflicting change, not inflicting Scrum on people, but really trying to be a partner And I think that's a big area that Scrum Masters can work on. But I also think developers could also embrace the idea that there's some stuff going on around them that they could use some help with.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, humility on both sides, you know, open minds, clear hearts, a desire to ship and deliver together, I think goes a long way too. And so I think both sides can learn a lot. But, you know, the Scrum Master that shows up and starts imposing is usually the anti-pattern here. And if I were a developer in that situation, I would resist it too.
Yeah. Your daily Scrum was 16 and a half minutes. Scrum jail.
Exactly. If you show up as in the PSM2 class, we talk about the Scrum Master question mark, the directive, the manager type of Scrum Master, bad things happen. And I think that's where you see the poor interaction, the poor collaboration. Yeah. Scrum Masters, you're not the team boss. You're not the team manager. You have no right to tell anyone on anyone what to do ever. I think you'll do a lot better through invitation and collaboration rather than direction and command and control.
Yeah. So go out there, collaborate.
Yeah. And I think that's how Scrum Masters and developers collaborate best. I think we got it, Todd. You know what that means?
It's green.
Check out the socials, like and subscribe so that you never miss an episode of Your Daily Scrum or any of the other shows. Fixing Your Agile Coaching and Fixing Your Kanban. We'll have new shows released soon. You don't want to miss those. We got some great guests coming up. Some videos are going to pop up below. Be sure to check those out. You know, binge watch these Your Daily Scrums. We're getting a lot of feedback from people saying that they've been sharing particular videos with people they're having disagreements with in their organization. There's a lot of communities of practice using these videos to discuss difficult Scrum topics. We're even seeing people, Todd, and don't tell anybody, pass some assessments by watching some videos. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So check out those videos. Check out the playlists. Let us know in the comments what you think, what you need, how we can help. And we will see all of you tomorrow.